This is the Ministry of Justice. Behind that door is the National Judicial Archives. The fellow in the door, Andre Filtrout, who's the director of the Center for Interdisciplinary Earthquake Engineering Research at the University of Buffalo, was examining it to see if it was safe to recover the archives. Andre told me, after seeing these buildings fail again and again in the same way, that there is no new research here. There is nothing here that we don't know. The failure points were the same. Walls and slabs not tied properly into columns. That's a roof slab hanging off the building. Cantilevered structures, or structures that were asymmetric, that shook violently and came down. Poor building materials, not enough concrete, not enough compression in the blocks. Rebar that was smooth. Rebar that was exposed to the weather and had rusted away. Now, there is a solution to all these problems. And we know how to build properly. The proof of this came in Chile, almost a month later, when 8.8 magnitude earthquake hit Chile. That is 500 times the power of the 7.0 that hit Port-au-Prince. 500 times the power, yet only under 1,000 casualties. Adjusted for population density, that is less than 1% of the impact of the Haitian quake. What was the difference between Chile and Haiti? Seismic standards and confined masonry, where the building acts as a whole, walls and columns and roofs and slabs tied together to support each other instead of breaking off into separate members and failing. If you look at this building in Chile, it's ripped in half, but it's not a pile of rubble. Chileans have been building with confined masonry for decades.